The Gospel of the Kingdom, Section 5. How you can enter the kingdom. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Matthew 6, verse 33. Salvation through Jesus' life, death, and resurrection is central to the gospel message. Jesus Christ died, was buried, and was resurrected for a reason, so we can inherit everlasting life in the kingdom of God. John 3, verse 16. This astounding part of the gospel, the entering into the kingdom of God, is the aspect so few truly understand. It is synonymous with salvation. Without understanding this part of the gospel, one cannot understand what salvation is. Do you know how to enter this kingdom? To attain the salvation of which the Bible speaks? Entering the very family of God. What will salvation, eternal life in the kingdom of God, really mean to those who receive it? We have seen that salvation is the transformation from a fleshly, mortal human being to a glorified, immortal Son of God. Notice how the book of Hebrews expresses it. In bringing many sons to glory, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists, should make the author of their salvation perfect through suffering. Both the one who makes men holy, Christ, and those who are made holy, repentant and converted human beings, are of the same family. Hebrews 2, verses 10 through 11, NIV. Have you ever grasped this before? Those who enter the kingdom of God are all of the same family, God's family. All are God's children, brought to glory, a glorified state of immortal spirit by Him. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 42 through 45. This is what salvation is all about. So Jesus Christ is not ashamed to call them brothers. He says, I will declare your name to my brothers. In the presence of the congregation, I will sing your praises. And again he says, Here I am, and the children of God has given me. Hebrews 2, verses 11 through 13, NIV. That Jesus Christ is not ashamed to regard them as his own brothers and sisters shows just how personal this family relationship is. Those who enter the kingdom of God will even share God's divine nature for all eternity. 2 Peter 1, verse 2. Those who enter the kingdom of God will even share God's divine nature for all eternity. 2 Peter 1, verse 4. God will make those who enter his kingdom fully like Jesus Christ. The Apostle John is explicit. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. 1 John 3, verses 1 through 3. Yes, human beings who entered the kingdom of God will be given the glorious honor of being like the resurrected, glorified Jesus Christ. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, then we also be glorified together. Romans 8, verse 16 through 17, King James Version. This is the awesome potential of all those who receive eternal life as members of the family God is creating. Being resurrected into God's family as a very child of God, part of God's own immortal family, is so magnificent that it is futile to try to compare it to anything we have ever known. No amount of trials, sufferings, and difficulties in this life could ever approach the priceless gift of eternal life as children of God, actually becoming like Jesus Christ. That incredible future is what Christ's message of the kingdom of God is all about. The reward of the saints. The promised reward of the saints, or salvation as it is often called, occurs at the resurrection from the dead, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 50 through 52. This takes place when Jesus Christ returns at the last trumpet and the kingdoms of the world become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, Revelation 11, verse 15. Those who are resurrected from mortal life to immortality will enter his kingdom and assist Christ in a thousand-year reign on earth, Revelation 20, verses 4 through 6. The gospel of the kingdom reveals that Jesus Christ will set up his kingdom on earth with his resurrected saints to give everyone the opportunity for eternal life. God's desire is for everyone to inherit the kingdom of God. each in his or her own time. 2 Peter 3, verse 9, 1 Corinthians 15, verses 20 through 26. The true gospel reveals that the saints, the faithful followers of Jesus Christ, who will be resurrected to eternal life at his return, will be actively involved in ruling with Jesus Christ in the kingdom of God when it is established. Revelation 5, verse 10. Prophecies in the book of Isaiah reveal that Christ will begin working with the people left alive after his return to teach them his ways. The resurrected saints will assist Christ in bringing about a complete spiritual and physical healing of the nations. Isaiah 30, verses 20 through 21, 35, verses 1, 5, and 6. Jesus Christ's faithful followers, now given eternal life, will assist him as kings and priests in the kingdom of God. They will become glorified, immortal spirit beings who will live forever. 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 14 through 17, 1 Corinthians 15, verses 42 through 44, and 50 through 54. This is God's incredible promise to them. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Revelation 21, verse 7. What does this inheritance include? Hebrews 2, verses 6 through 8. Indicates that our ultimate destiny is to participate in the rulership over the entire universe as glorified, immortal sons of God. To fully understand this awesome future God has in store for us, please request or download our free booklet, What is Your Destiny? A Call to Action. When we hear and understand the gospel of the kingdom of God, Jesus expects us to repent and believe the good news about this kingdom. Mark 1, verses 14 through 15. His kingdom is something we must enter. Mark 10, verses 23 and 25. Accepting Jesus' command to repent and believe this message, this good news, is the first step. We can turn to God for forgiveness and reconciliation through Jesus Christ and begin to live by the laws of the kingdom of God as taught by Jesus Christ. Those who refuse to live by God's holy way of life will be refused entrance into the kingdom of God and eternal life. 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 through 10, Galatians 5, verses 19 through 21, and Ephesians 5, verse 5. Jesus warned of obstacles that can prevent our entrance into the kingdom. Matthew 5, verse 20, 19, verses 23 through 25, Mark 9, verse 47, Luke 18, verse 17, and John 3, verse 5. To enter the kingdom, we must gain a proper outlook, a humble, teachable, childlike attitude, accompanied by real repentance, baptism, and the receiving of God's Holy Spirit. Matthew 18, verse 3, John 3, verses 3 and 5, and Acts 2, verse 38. Through the help and guidance of God's Holy Spirit, request or download our free booklets, Transforming Your Life, The Process of Conversion, You Can Have Living Faith, and The Road to Eternal Life. This knowledge is vital to your entering the kingdom of God. Seeking God's kingdom must become our highest priority, no matter what difficulties. Paul said, "We must through many tribulations enter the kingdom of God." Acts 14, verse 22. Jesus encourages us to overcome these difficulties by keeping the kingdom of God as our primary goal. Matthew 6, 33. He urges us to pray for God's kingdom to come. Matthew 6, verse 10. When our lives are devoted to seeking God's kingdom, our outlook will be like that of the patriarchs as recorded in Hebrews 11. Notice once more these inspiring words about their orientation. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on this earth. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. Verses 13 and 16. The patriarchs considered themselves strangers and pilgrims because they looked forward to the kingdom of God. Their lives were centered on that kingdom, not on their physical, material life. Roadmap for the kingdom. One way Christians can enhance their vision of the coming kingdom of God is by understanding the meaning of God's seven annual festivals. Although most people think of them as only Jewish observances, God made it clear they are, in reality, His festivals. Leviticus 23, verses 2 and 4. God gave these special observances to help us understand Christ's part in our salvation and how the kingdom of God will be established on earth. In Colossians 2, verse 16 through 17, Paul and the early church kept them as reminders of the coming kingdom of God. Even though others criticized the Colossians for the way they observed these days, Paul and the members of that early church grasped the connection between the purpose of these days and the gospel. 1 Corinthians 5, verses 7 through 8, and 11, verses 23 through 29. Understanding the meaning of these annual sacred assemblies can help us understand the wonderful message Jesus Christ taught. God's plan for His coming kingdom and eternal life. If you would like to know more about the annual festivals and God's plan for you, be sure to request or download our free booklet, God's Holy Day Plan, The Promise of Hope for All Mankind. God reveals His wonderful truth to those He is calling now. John 6, 44. Jesus Christ said His message would be preached at the end time before His second coming. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. Matthew 2, verse 14. To help any who are genuinely seeking the coming kingdom of God, we offer a free magazine, The Good News. As the name implies, The Good News is dedicated to the message Jesus Christ proclaimed. You'll find many articles explaining the teachings of Jesus Christ about the coming kingdom of God and what you should do to enter that glorious kingdom. Simply visit our website at www.gnmagazine.org or contact our office nearest you for your free subscription. The message Jesus Christ brought is called, appropriately, the Good News, the Gospel of the Kingdom of God. And it really is good news, the most wonderful news imaginable to mankind. Jesus Christ is asking you to believe that good news and seek first the Kingdom of God. Matthew 6, 33. If you do, says Jesus Christ in Luke 12, verse 32, it will be God's pleasure to give you the kingdom.
Thanks for listening. This concludes The Gospel of the Kingdom. To find other resources online, please visit ucg.org.